Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a six-day visit to United Arab Emirates, UAE, Netherlands, Sweden, Norway and Italy from Friday. On the first leg of his five-nation visit, Mr. Modi will reach UAE on Friday, where he will meet the President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. The two leaders will exchange views on bilateral issues, in particular energy cooperation, as well as regional and international issues of mutual interest. They will also discuss ways to advance the bilateral comprehensive strategic partnership, underpinned by strong political, cultural, economic and people-to-people links. BJP leader Himanta Biswa Sarma will take oath as Chief Minister of Assam today, along with four ministers, two from the BJP party and one each from its allies, Assam Gana Parishad and Bodoland People's Front. This will be the third NDA government in Assam to be led by Sarma as the Chief Minister for the second consecutive term, the only non-Congress CM to achieve the feat in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and BJP President Nitin Naveen will attend the swearing-in ceremony at the Veterinary College ground in Khanapara, Guwahati. Several union ministers and chief ministers of BJP-ruled states will also attend the event. Advisor for Urban Development and Municipal Affairs and Chairman of the District Planning and Development Board, Chumakidima Jalia Rio, has called on all departments and stakeholders in the district to remain fully prepared for the upcoming monsoon season. Addressing the monthly DPDB meeting in Chumakidima yesterday, Mr. Rio stressed the need to clear and maintain drainage systems to prevent water logging and flooding. He directed authorities to take preventive measures in vulnerable areas and urged dissemination of awareness on monsoon preparedness to colonies, wards and villages. The advisor also emphasized balanced and systematic development across the entire district, including planning around the existing railway station at Shikovi. He further directed the police department to strictly enforce speed limits to improve road safety. The board discussed several developmental proposals, including school upgradations, establishment of a government degree college at Midzibhema, and a district transport office for Chumakidima. The three-day workshop-cum-hackathon on Agentic AI Saksham concluded on Saturday at Kohima Science College, Jotsoma. The program, conducted in partnership with Capable.in, aimed to introduce participants to emerging trends in artificial intelligence and provide hands-on exposure to practical AI tools and applications. Joint Secretary ICC and RUSA, Ministry of Education, Armstrong Pame, emphasized the growing importance and future scope of artificial intelligence and encouraged students to learn how to create and responsibly use AI rather than depend on it for routine academic tasks. He further encouraged students to pursue original ideas, engage in research and startup initiatives, and effectively utilize technology in the modern world. And the second edition of the Nagaland Women Futsal League 2026 got underway last evening at IG Stadium, Kohima. Eight teams from across the state are participating in a three-day competition which aimed at promoting women's football in Nagaland. Speaking at the inaugural program, Secretary to the Government of Nagaland Women Resource Development Department, Jyothisa Dau, described sports as a powerful tool for women's empowerment and said, "Supporting women in competitive sports is vital for fostering confidence, leadership and equality."
"Promoting women in sports is a crucial step towards gender equality."
The tournament carries a total prize pool of over 1.9 lakh rupees and individual awards in various categories. The tournament will culminate tomorrow. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.